Hello and good morning. Welcome to this new format with me, Sarah. I am here to share with you my insights and my outlook and my view of different topics. And I will be moving between sharing insights and going into activations and visualizations, going into the body, and I will be doing these completely intuitive, so I do not follow any script or any structure. The only thing that I pick is the topic and my moment. So, welcome to my moment. I am currently located in Chiang Mai, Thailand, at our space outside of Chiang Mai. I'm very close to the jungle. I'm sitting in my gym and I'm looking at a very green, open scenery. So I have access to a lot of sky and a lot of green, and it's currently rainy season here, so it's very lush, it's very, very potent, it's growing, it's alive, and it really matches the energetics of this time. We are very close to the summer solstice. We already completed 6 months of this year, the year of the ascension. And for those who've been following me for a while know that the year of the ascension is very connected to me as a person, to me and my elements. I'm born in the year of the fire serpent, so this is a serpent year. And I've been building up for a big initiation and ascension for myself. And I'm in the culmination of that at the moment. So it's very transformative times. The year of the serpent is shedding skin, a lot of wisdom coming to the surface. It's also a time for death and rebirth. So I'm going through all of those changes and transitions. So it's a very, very expansive time. I think you can see around you that there's a lot going on. There's a lot of transitions, there's a lot of changes, can be a lot of turbulence. There's also this time of sharing the truth, and a lot of people are coming out of long periods of silence, and it can feel like, you know, when you start an engine that has been standing still for a long time, you know, you gotta go a couple of times and maybe it's jumping a little bit, or you know, maybe it's not starting as smooth as one would like. And that's this transition, and that's this solstice now that we are coming into something new. It's a new moon. This time is a reflection of last year, the dragon year, and the choices that we made. So the split of this year is, I think we're starting to see it. Truths are being separated because we are all coming from our own personal truths. So we view truth, we experience truth based on our previous experiences, our imprints, our karma. And we are going to group with those who have similar views of the world. So we might see that people are separating a little bit. And that also means that we are choosing where we belong, where we want to return to, what energy do we want to surround ourselves with, where do we thrive? Because creating your dream life is doing more of what your dream life contains. So it's like we naturally gravitate towards similar frequencies of where we are going. And this summer solstice is building up to that, and we are invited to truly seek the places that we belong. And finding that truth inside of us. That may be clear, may be hidden, maybe it's a bit abstract, maybe it's not fully coming into a voice yet, but it could also be that the voice is coming out, but maybe not in the way that we would like it. Maybe it comes out a little bit too strong, maybe too harsh. Maybe we come out of people-pleasing and then there's a lot of anger that's been built up in the body. And now when we are speaking our truth from, we finally find our voice, it's coming out much too fast and much too strong and much too... Wow, it doesn't sound like the way I feel. Because the insights of the soul might come before the embodiment. So there's an insight, there's a truth, there's a reality that is coming from the inside that needs to be manifested into the real world, into your body, into your life. And that takes a little bit of time. And that's the process that we are in. And that's the energy that we might feel, that there's half of the past and half of the future. And it's, I can't really get everything fully together, fully integrate. Why can't I just be in that energy that I know where I belong? Why can't I be there all the time? The truth is that we can't be in that energy all the time, ever. So let's have realistic visions. That said, doesn't mean that we can't access it easily and often, and that it can't be the main energy that we live from. It's just that the expectations of life can't be that we want to live in a certain frequency all the time. That's just not possible. The duality of this planet does not support that. The trick is to learn how to navigate everything and how to know, how do I come back to this voice, to this truth, to this creativity, to this reality. And that's the work. That's the work we do on an everyday level and on a moment-to-moment level. Coming back to the body, coming back to the truth, coming back to that voice, that knowing, that expression. Allowing it to land in the body. Allow it to sink deeper. And allow it to be whatever it is. Because when we learn to do something new, we have to practice. We have to try, we have to fail, we have to succeed, we have to fall down and get up again. We have to have good days, bad days, strange days, nothing days, creative days. Coming back to the flow, the current of the river that flows inside of us, and understanding that sometimes the river is strong, sometimes the river is slow, sometimes the river is forceful, almost like it's angry, and sometimes it's just so beautiful and pouring and still and gentle. We are everything. And our natural expressions is the universe working through us, expressing itself through us. So coming back to the self, the body, the truth. Looking at that truth as a tree that once was a little seed in the ground. And the more you water it, the more you take care of it, the more you love it, it will grow. And as it grows, it gets stronger, more confident, more sturdy. It will still go through its seasons, but the root is there. The trust that the seasons come and go, that the sun will always return, that the rain will always stop, the wind can be gentle and nourishing and strong and destructive. We live with the seasons of life. We change with the seasons of life. And we're supposed to do that. There is no other way. When you resist that, you're blocking the growth. The surrender is the gateway, the key. The mistakes, the failures, the things that we don't want to hide from any longer. That's the gateway. That's the opportunity for growth. And on the other side of that is the voice. The voice will come naturally. It's a natural progression of our growth. Take a couple of deep breaths. Just allow everything to be still. It's See if you can feel the energy sink. To the point that you can feel a pulsation in your lower belly, in your womb, around your lower dantian. Just stay there. If you can't feel the pulsation, just stay with your attention in that spot, just below your belly button, straight in. You can envision a pulse in there. Something's beating, pulsating. Life is pulsating. Just stay there and breathe and relax and see if you can allow yourself to be fully present in this moment. Or is it something else that is calling your attention? Can you be here and see what emerges from this transmission? Allow the stillness to present something for you. Maybe there is something coming. Maybe there is nothing coming. Stillness and silence is the gateway and the beauty of this world. It's the place where we rest, where we can land, where we are always safe. So if there is silence, that is perfect. And if there's creativity, that is the life that is birthed through that silence, from that silence. You can just observe how that creativity comes to life, how it wants to be expressed or presented to you. However it wants to be presented to you is perfect. And what if there's neither silence nor creativity? Maybe there's thoughts of other things or problems or things to do. That's showing us that the body is processing, working, busy, trying to create the best possible outcome for you in your life. And that is perfect. That is the body doing exactly what it's designed to do. So then you stay there and just observe it. You don't have to engage in it in right this moment. You can just let the body do what it does and allow that to be. Whatever it is perfect. You can finalize this moment together with me today with bringing out your notebook if you would like. Just take note of anything that has come up for you regarding this transition in this time of year. Anything that became true for you in this moment. Doesn't have to be much. Just jot it down and put it somewhere where you can notice it later today or tomorrow. And then you can just pick it up and remind yourself of these truths. Just a gentle reminder of who you are. The truth that you want to express. Thank you for being with me here today. It was lovely. I wish you a beautiful, beautiful day, a beautiful moment, and I wish for you to feel happiness and belonging and gratitude. That's what I wish for you. Sending you lots and lots of love, and I'll see you next time.